Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And we're going to talk about an article which I've seen from Peter Hitchens entitled Why England Should Leave the UK. And it's interesting because I said the same thing over the last couple of weeks with regard to the election results in Scotland, Northern Ireland and Wales. So we're going to touch on that one there. I hope you'll enjoy it. If you do, remember, hit the heart button on your phone. And if you want to contribute to the platform, then you can click below this and you can find an opportunity way to buy me a coffee. There's a link to that. If you want to make a drop a dollar or a pound in the donor box, it's sitting there awaiting you to do that to help support the work that we do. Now, back to Peter Hitchens. So you'll recall that a couple of, a few weeks back, when we had the results of the local council elections, and we see the Scottish independence orientated SNP getting a good vote in Scotland, continuing to grow. We see Sinn Féin IRA topping the poll in Northern Ireland, and their stated goal is to leave the United Kingdom. Then this is why Peter Hitchens' argument, which is the same one that I made, actually, I agree with him. He says, why England should leave the UK instead of persuading the others to stay and embrace a golden future. Well, I agree. I'm not even English. He says, what are we waiting for? All the other nations of the UK are set on tearing themselves away from England. I have given up trying to persuade them to stay. Let us leave them instead. Well, he's right. Have a referendum if you must. But I reckon that any party that puts an English succession from the UK in its general election manifesto will win a smashing majority. You would not call this independence, since England has never depended on the other countries in these islands. Well, more or less. I think England was quite happy to use Scottish soldiers and Irish soldiers and Welsh soldiers when it came to certain wars. But broadly speaking, I understand the point he's making. Hitchens calls this the restoration of England, in recollection of that other great moment in her history when Oliver Cromwell's nightmare Republican junta crumbled in 1660 and we returned with relief to our ancient laws and liberties. I don't agree with him about that, by the way. I'm a big fan of Oliver Cromwell and Oliver's army. But what he's saying is that from a chosen day, England would become sovereign again, instead of the country that lives in millions of hearts, but is barely mentioned in official documents and is mainly associated with world like football and cricket, for example. As Hitchens points out, we have the laws of England, our great founding documents, the Great Charter, the Bill of Rights. These are English. We have the literature of England, Shakespeare, a possession beyond price. We have a Queen of England. We have the Church of England. Many of our government ministers nowadays only operate in England. It's very true. The breakup of the BBC and the creating of a new English broadcasting corporation would be a superb opportunity. Disagree with that. We don't need anything such thing. But what he's basically saying is we wouldn't even need to set up an English parliament, in some shed in Milton Keynes. We have got parliament. The parliament at Westminster is English since it is of Simon de Montfort and has given hospitality to others during the long adventure of the Union. By becoming wholly English again, well, it would recover much of its force. I kind of agree. Now, he does point out, no doubt many wicked things were done by our empire, but, that happens all empires. So he goes on to point about the fact that, we have England has a glorious history. There's so much good about England. And of course, it's English taxes which are being taken by the separatists in Scotland and used by also the likes of Sinn Féin in Northern Ireland to advance their anti-English agenda. So I don't know what you guys think. I mean, should England leave the UK? And then what you would have would be three rump nations who could not afford to exist as they currently do. Northern Ireland definitely couldn't. Scotland definitely couldn't. And I don't think the Welsh could either. Maybe this is the way out of it, because all I see for years and years and years ahead is going to be the continued whining, the whinging of the separatists be they in Scotland or be they in Northern Ireland. And the only reason they can afford to whinge is because you, the English taxpayer, are funding their whinging. That's the problem. And until they get what they want, they will never stop whinging. But the problem is that I don't believe there's enough support in total in Scotland or indeed in Northern Ireland to ever get to the point where they would secede from the Union. Therefore, they will bitch and moan for the next decades and decades, and maybe even longer than that. They will continually moan and complain about how hard done by they are, as they meanwhile leech and parasite off English taxpayer. So for all those reasons, in summary, I think that rather than try and keep them in the Union and pay for the privilege of doing so, I think it's maybe time to cut them all adrift. I mean, ultimately, you know, if a country wants, if Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland desperately want to be part of a united kingdom, then that needs to be shown by how they vote. But when you look at how they vote, in Wales, they vote for socialist-loving Labour. In Scotland, they vote for the National Socialists and the SNP. And in Northern Ireland, they vote for the IRA's party of Sinn Féin. None of those things are healthy. These three rump nations are deeply unhealthy. England's got its issues as well. I think Hitchens lives in a bit of a utopia. I mean, if you want to understand modern England, go to Bradford. Go to Telford, go to places like that, and you'll see something that is a long way from the, you know, the sort of 16th century Elizabeth the First, Queen of England, ism of that Hitchens pontificates upon. But all the same, I think there's a lot of mileage in his argument. So I congratulate him on writing his article published today in the Daily Mail. Look it up, Peter Hitchens. Why England should leave the the UK, and you know, if the other nations don't want this to happen, then they need to sort of stand up and start showing a bit of appreciation for the hand that feeds, rather than endlessly trying to bite it. Or at least that's what I think. Let me know your thoughts. And remember, hit that heart button now on your phone as you go out the door, and we'll catch up with you soon. Thanks, guys.